We get things rolling right out of the box by getting on board the G&M Family Market phone line and welcoming to the show a guy you've seen everywhere on TV and Masters of None, Louis, Dr. Katz, professional therapist, maybe in the movies, in The Wrestler, and he is coming to Portland this weekend. The talented Todd Berry joins us, and let me be the first to say, Todd, thank you for coming to Portland, Maine.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
This is going to be a unique show. You're celebrating 30 years of stand-up with what you're calling the Crowd Work Tour, and that sounds pretty scary to me, that you're going out there without a net dealing with audience members.
Right. It's just, I don't do any prepared jokes. I just banter with people, and I talk to them and ask them questions, and hopefully, it usually works, and it's usually pretty fun. And I did a special I don't think it's on Netflix anymore, but it's on like iTunes, called The Crowd Work Tour, where, it's just a whole special of that, seven cities I did that are covered in that movie.
And people are responsive to this, but they're also they're willing to let you have a little fun with them. That's got to make it easier.
Yeah, I find that. I mean, I ride the line between, I never want to be mean, but I'm sort of playfully insulting, and they usually get it. I don't think I've ever really just flat out offended anyone, or if I did, they were quiet about it.
or they were deserving.
Yeah, I got them good.
So somebody shows up with an iPad there in the front row. They may have something coming to them.
Some people like Dave Chappelle and I think Chris Rock are actually they confiscate your phones. There's a service that takes your phones before a show and puts them in a locked bag, and you literally can't get to them unless you leave the showroom. But it hasn't come to that yet for me, but. If someone did that, I'd probably address it. But I might have security address that.
I have purposely held back from texting while we're talking with you.
What's that?
I've purposely held off from texting while talking to you today, just so I'm not rude.
Oh, I appreciate that. I mean, that's on the honor system since I can't hear you. So that's.
We're talking with Todd Berry. He will be at the Portland House of Music this Saturday night on the Crowd Work Tour. We mentioned the special, Spicy Honey, terrific Netflix special. And if people haven't seen that, check it out. That's just some great stuff. How much fun was that putting together?
It's always seems like more work than it does when you watch it, but it's just a lot of constantly timing things and seeing if you can fill an hour, and then you usually find out you have more, and then it's what do I cut out, and some stuff's easy to cut out because it doesn't get a laugh or it's boring, but it's a lot of tweaking and editing, but it's fun though, and people seem to like it, so that's at least the ones that have been nice enough to tell me that.
Yeah, I really thought it was a great special. Now, as a performer, obviously the preparation is very different between the two. A special like that where it's all scripted, and then what you're doing in Portland Saturday night where you go out and it's sort of, and it's not, there's no script at all.
Right.
When you're actually on stage, I mean, is it a different feeling for you, or what is the difference in the feeling for you as you're doing the show itself?
It's weirdly, on some level, it sounds like it would be more frightening to do a show where you don't have an act, but on some level, it's just so much more, there's just less of a chance I'll get bored because I don't know what's coming. If I've told a joke 500 times, I enjoy telling it, but it's still, it's not quite the most spontaneous thing in the world.
I assume that there's always great humor coming from people. People are funny, even sometimes unintentionally.
Yeah, sometimes I wish I had great examples right off the top of my head, but there are people who seem like they might be boring, and then they just say one little thing, and then you're like, you're interesting. It's just trying to find, or people have stories themselves, and sometimes even their stories are bad, and that's kind of funny.
Todd, we alluded to your book, Thank You for Coming to Hattiesburg, which is a tale of some of those places that are not the mecca for comedy or other performers, where they're so grateful to see somebody of, well, let's face it, your international acclaim.
Yeah, that's the way you talk to me. I like that. yeah, there's actually a Portland, Maine chapter in that book. I did kind of an intentional tour where I just played what they, for the most part, were like secondary markets, like, you know, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Portland, Maine. Not necessarily your Chicago, L.A., Dallas kind of situation. And, yeah, so I just, it's sort of a tour diary, and just me bopping around, drinking coffee. That sounds exciting, right?
It does. No, well, yeah. I mean, you did also, speaking of coffee, you did the Seinfeld comedians in cars with coffee. Did he let you drive the car? Was it an MG that he had for that episode?
Yeah, I think it was an MG or an MGB. I don't know. I don't know anything about cars. But I remember when he called me to do the show, I was completely shocked. And then he called back, and he's like, do you have any connection to any car in your past? And I was like, never really. I mean, I've had a car before, but I've never had, like, some huge emotional connection. And I said, but I don't think I've ever actually been in a sports car. And he's like, oh, we can work with that. And then that's how I ended up in that car.
Also saw last week you reaching out to a friend of our show and his brother, Mark Duplass. Now, do you know those guys? Well, what's the story there?
I don't know. I get these weird urges on Twitter to just reach out to people, and I just had this in my head that I would write to the Duplass brothers and say, I heard you guys are big fans of mine. Can you please confirm? So I did, and they both actually wrote back rather quickly, and I think Mark said something like, huge fan, then, like, actually, who are you? Something like that. But it was just a goof. Are they friends of yours?
Mark is a friend of the show. He was on just a few weeks ago. Comes on a pretty regular basis with us.
Okay, yeah. And so, yeah, so Jay followed me, but Mark didn't. But they were both pretty responsive, considering they don't know me and I was being annoying.
Well, I don't know why they don't know you. If they don't, they should. Everybody should.
They're just playing it cool.
That could be it right there. Well, we look forward to Saturday night in Portland at the Portland House of Music. It's going to be a big crowd there. They're talking about this being a standing room only event. Only a few tickets left. You can contact them online. Visit Todd's website as well, toddberry.com. Todd, great talking with you this afternoon. Thanks for making time for us, and enjoy your swing through New England this weekend.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Todd Berry here on Downtown, getting us rolling on a Tuesday afternoon.